Next item on the agenda is item number six, H. Alexander Wilson III, 07-0384. Mr. Nykerk, good morning.
Yes, sir, good morning. Kathy, I'll get right into the presentation if you want to advance your lights, please. Mr. Wilson is requesting authorization to construct an 18-foot by 36-foot open-sided boathouse near the channelward end of a 125-foot-long private non-commercial pier adjacent to his property along Billups Creek in Matthews County. The project is protested by an adjoining property owner. It's a vicinity map of Matthews County showing the moon area. This is Stutz Creek up here. This is Billups Creek off of Stutz Creek. Project's located about the center of that circle. Closer view of the topographic map. Actually, those two piers that are shown on the quad sheet are no longer there, and one of them is about where the pier is going. Billups Creek is approximately 500 feet wide at the project site. Shoreline is generally low, and development along the creek is primarily residential. This is a portion of a navigational chart depicting Billups Creek. According to the application, the channelward end of the pier will reach a mean low water depth of approximately minus 3 feet. This image is from the Matthews County tax map. I've highlighted the Wilson property in yellow. This is one of the 2002 aerial images. It is an ortho photograph looking straight down. The property is located right here. Pier is just north of those cedar trees. Closer view, I've attempted to highlight the location and orientation of the pier with the yellow line there. It should be about the approximate length based on our GIS system. It's a plan view drawing. We've got a closer view of that is highlighted and colored. Proposal calls for an 18 by 36 foot open-sided boathouse. Pier will extend a total distance of 125 feet channelward of mean high water and is 6 feet wide. It's a plan view drawing showing the pier in relation to all of the property lines on a survey plat. This is a closer view of that same drawing. The dark blue approximates the mean low water, 3 foot mean low water depth. Lighter blue is approximately mean low water. This green area is an existing fringe marsh, which gets a little wider as you go north on the property. The red dotted line is just an imaginary extension of the property line. Cross section drawing of the boathouse. Peak of the roof is depicted to be 16 feet above deck level. Boathouse will be 18 feet wide. They show the pitch at a 612 pitch. An aerial photograph taken last week. The project is protested by the upriver adjoining property owner, Mr. Keeney. This is his property here. He believes the pier and boathouse will interfere with access to his existing pier, which is this pier here. And will adversely affect his view, property value, and enjoyment of Billups Creek. There are other boathouses on the creek. This is a boathouse here, boathouse up here. I believe there was another one in that view.
Chip, where's the applicant? Can you go back and show me where the applicant's property is and where the pier would go?
This is the applicant's property. The house is under construction right now. These are the cedar trees I mentioned. Right. The property line actually cuts across this point a little bit, and the pier is to begin 65 feet north of that property line. and it will angle slightly towards the north, towards more towards the center of the property.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. So the ground shot of the project location, the pier will take off in this area. This is actually Mr. Keeney's pier and property in the background. That's the Keeney's pier. This is an area looking upstream, generally in a southerly direction. Mr. Wilson's house is the one here under construction. This is the Keeney residence. The proposed pier will originate right about in this area. This is actually a composite of three ground shots, and the curve of the shoreline is a little bit exaggerated, but I wanted to show the perspective from the house. Again, the pier will be in this area, originating. Area looking generally north, which is in downstream direction. Proposed boathouse will not encroach over any public or privately leased oyster ground, and no state agencies have commented on the proposal. We do not believe the proposed pier and boathouse will adversely affect navigation within the creek, nor does it appear that the structures will necessarily impede access to the Keeney's pier. This is my final aerial. Since Matthews County does not restrict the construction of private boathouses, had the adjacent property owner not objected to the project, it would have qualified for the exemption contained in Section 28.2.1203A5 of the Code of Virginia. The proposed open-sided design should minimize visual impacts associated with the structure, and accordingly, after evaluating the merits of the project against the concerns expressed by those in opposition to the project, and after considering all of the factors contained in Section 28.2.1205, the Code of Virginia, staff recommends approval of the project as proposed. Be happy to attempt to answer any questions you may have.
Kathy. The lights, Kathy. The lights. Thank you. Any questions of Chip? All right. Thank you. Is the applicant here or represented?
Yes. I believe both parties are here.
Okay. Morning, Mr. Watkins.
Good morning.
How are you? How are you, sir?
Dr. Wilson, property.
Dr. Wilson, how are you? Raise your right hand. Solemnly swear the testimony that you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. State your name for the record, please, Mr. Watkins.
Jeff Watkins, I'm the agent and contractor for this project.
Alexander Wilson, our property owner.
Okay.
Don't have a lot to say. We appreciate all the work staff's done in the last many months on getting this through, and we don't feel like we have too many options of getting to the deep water and sliding this thing around. And I'm sorry the neighbor has a problem with it, and we certainly didn't intend for that to happen. But I think anything we put out there, he's going to be looking at. And personally, I think the open-sided boathouse is going to lessen the look of the lift and the dock and everything else. So,
okay.
I think Dr. Wilson,
do you have any comments, sir?
Well, just briefly, I do appreciate the effort and time that's been put into considering this. We have owned this property for 4 years. It's been a lifelong desire of mine to be on the bay. We have tried to look at the property, the wetlands, and our neighbors and do the best we could under the circumstances.
All right. Thank you. Any questions from the commission? Thank you, gentlemen.
Thanks.
Anyone here in opposition to the project? Yes, sir. Come forward. Good morning.
How are you?
Fine. You raise your right hand. Solemnly swear the testimony that you'll give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God. For the record, could you state your name, please?
My name is Kevin Keeney.
Ma'am?
Terry Keeney.
Okay. Proceed, whoever.
I'd like to maybe just read a little written format this morning.
Sure.
It won't take too long. We presently live at 144 Lunar Lane in Matthews, Virginia. Thank you for your time. Consider our objections to the proposed construction of Dr. Wilson's dock and covered boathouse. We feel that the siting of this large structure is literally directly in front of our property as we look on to Billups Creek today. As many of us have purchased tickets to plays, baseball, or football games at full market price, only to find upon arrival that your seats are in a section that is partially obstructed behind a support column This is what we feel the construction of this project will do to us, to our newly found treasure of Phillips Creek. We also feel that the construction and siting will have a negative economic impact on our property value. It is not our intent to try to restrict Dr. Wilson from enjoying the benefits of the property he has purchased, but it is our intent to try to stop him from depleting our property value and scenic enjoyment that we have been so blessed with. It is our opinion that Dr. Wilson does not want to view his own boathouse and dock obstructing his line of sight onto Phillips Creek, but does not have any reservations putting it off to the southerly side of the property directly in front of our house that has been in Matthews for 100 years. We respectfully submit to this panel that Dr. Wilson downsized the proposed scope of work and urge you to at least issue building permits to the northerly side of the property. We would love to see the play at first base or the catch in the end zone.
Thank you. Do you have any comments, ma'am?
In the pictures, it is not always clear, but it's a right angle with Dr. Wilson's house here and ours here. When you stand in front of our house and the proposed dock and boathouse comes directly out in front of our property where we have a deck.
Well, let me ask you this. If I understand correctly, is that that's your property to the left of the picture? And is your pier offset also from the front of your house?
It is.
Okay. Any questions from members of the commission? Mr. Tankard.
Quick point of clarification. You mentioned that it won't be in front of his house, but when I look at the map, it seems to me that it would be in front of his house, the end of the pier. Is that correct?
Well, it's on the southerly side of his house. It's on the south corner of his house. I think that the proposal had been changed just recently to angle upward into the creek. But the way it's sited is on the outside of the south corner of his house.
Further questions from the commission?
If you look at the drawing, if the project was sited on the north side, I believe there is plenty of water for Mr. Wilson to satisfy his objectives in getting to the channel. We're really not asking what we would really like is that we don't think Mr. Wilson we would like the project to be downsized, but our primary objective here today is to try to get the project sited at a different location.
But isn't he doing the same thing that you did?
We didn't do that. We just bought the property.
Oh, okay.
See, we didn't. We hadn't. You know, we're new owners. We bought the property a year ago.
Okay. Mr. Fox.
As I'm looking at the drawing, it appears to me that even if we moved or suggested that the pier be moved over to the north end of the property, one, it would have to cross a considerable amount of marsh, which, of course, is out of our jurisdiction, but I would not be happy with that happening. But I think given the curve of the 3 foot or minus 3 foot mean low water, I think the boathouse and the L section would be in roughly the same position. And from a view standpoint, from the Protestant's house, it doesn't look like to me it would make any difference. If anything, we have a shorter pier section here than you would have to have from the other side because of the length of the marsh. It appears to me that the applicant has positioned the pier in about as an acceptable spot as possible.
Further comment? Mr. Tankard?
I make a motion if I could, sir.
Okay, I need to.
Excuse me.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Mr. Watkins, you have 2 minutes to rebut what you've heard.
Mr. Fox's statement is correct. We'd have to cross 65 feet of marsh, adding that length to the dock and cost, as well as shading the marsh. It's sited on this side and crossing somewhat in front of Dr. Wilson's house to get to that deep water. And if we were to site it to the north and cross the marsh, the dock would actually extend in the creek even further. You know, it's unfortunate, but they're going, even if there's no boathouse out there, they're going to see all of it. And I don't know how to get around that. But I think the open-sided boathouse is the answer. Make it all look better.
So. Any further questions, Mr. Watkins? Thank you, sir. Now, Mr. Tankard?
I make a motion when we consider 28.2-1205A that we ought to accept staff's recommendations for approval of this project.
Is there a second to the motion?
Second.
Second by Mr. Schick. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Thank you very much.
Thank you.